All right, I'm going to ask the Lord to help us with our worship time. So if you guys would quiet down, I'll pray right now. Dear Lord, we are grateful for your kindness to us and your love and mercy. And Lord, I say that a lot, but it's true. Lord, you are kind to us. You're a good God. You give us every opportunity to love you and seek you out, Lord. And you give us breath in our lungs and a heartbeat. And you sent your Son to pay for all of our sins, Lord. If we want to confess you as Lord and repent of our sins and seek you out, we can be saved, Lord. And you do all that for us, sir. You're a kind God willing to save people. And we have this church here, Lord, that you give us where we can come and hear the truth. Like this morning, we heard a lot of truth about your word, Lord, and how you're the authority. You're the priest, the final priest, the final sacrifice, Lord. And we're just grateful, Lord, that you teach us through your word. Thank you for joining in the Bible class this morning. And I pray now, Lord, as we sing these songs, Lord, that we would worship you. Worship means to show you what you're worth. We want to sing to you and sing to you with a heart that wants to tell you how much you're worthy of our praise, Lord. So help us to sing these songs to you from our heart because we love you, Lord. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, this first song, it's named Redeemed. That's the name of it, Redeemed. How I Love to Proclaim It. Now, proclaiming something means to announce something of importance, right? What you consider important with emphasis. So you make you proclaim it. For example, a month or so ago, me and my wife made a proclaimed something that we're going to have a grandbaby, right? We that's important to us. We proclaimed that, right? We announced it. Okay. Today there's an important game on tonight, and somebody's going to be proclaimed the winner of that game, right? Maybe you're a proud parent and my kid's the quarterback of the football team, right? Maybe you like to proclaim that. Or maybe you have a degree from Harvard Law School or something. I don't know. You proclaim that. Maybe you got a fast car. I proclaim I got a fast... Whatever's important to us, we proclaim that. That's what we do. Whatever's important to us, we proclaim it. So, what do you proclaim? What are you known for? Are you just known because you got a law degree from Harvard? Or are you known that you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? See, there are things that are important, okay, to proclaim. But the most important thing we should proclaim, if you're a Christian, is that you've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. So this song here, in the third paragraph, it says, "Oh, to be like thee," talking about Jesus, being like Jesus, "full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender, and kind." And I was thinking about that, to be like thee, full of compassion. And I thought, you know, I'm not usually full of compassion. Sometimes I'm a quarter compassion or half compassion. Right? You know why I'm not full of compassion? Because, see, I have this way about me where I have this little deserving meter. Oh, you don't deserve it. You do. You don't. You do. I have my own way of figuring out who deserves to have my compassion. Right? And I was thinking about that, like, I am like that. And I thought, who am I to figure out who deserves compassion? Right? God is so compassionate to me. Who am I to judge who deserves compassion? See, remember when Jesus came, when He was on the earth, when He healed the sick, He healed them all. He didn't try to figure out who deserved it, right? Or when He fed them all. He fed 5,000 people at one time. He just fed them all. He didn't figure out, no, you deserve it, you don't, you do, you don't, you do, right? He just fed them all. What if God treated me like I deserved? You know what? I'd be in hell right now. That's where I'd be. So look, if we're going to be like Jesus, if you really want to be like Him, like this song says, we've got to be like Him and be full of compassion, full of love, be forgiving, tender, and kind. Without figuring out who deserves what, we just want to be like Him, you have to just do it like He did and be that way to everyone. So, if somebody wants to say, be a lawyer, you got to read all the lawyer books, right? You got to read all that information and let it dwell in you, right? And then when you learn all that stuff, now you have the ability or the power to be a lawyer, right? You got to read all that stuff. It gives you the power to become a lawyer, right? Well, see, when you look at this second paragraph, it says, "May the Word of God dwell richly in my heart from hour to hour, so that all may see I triumph only through His power. Now see, reading the Word of God gives us power, not to be a lawyer, it gives us another power. See, in Hebrews 4:12 it says, "For the Word of God is living and powerful." Right? "Sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and interests of the heart." But the point is that the Word of God has power. Right? "So that I may triumph." Triumph over what? What do we have to triumph over? Well, one thing we have to triumph over as a Christian is trials that come into our lives. Right? We have to triumph over them so that all may see it. Right? The world can see. Right? You might have somebody that, you know, they struggle to make money and have a job and they don't have much money, but they're always content. Right? They have the power to be content because they have the Word of God dwelling in them. Right? It tells them to be content. Or somebody has a difficult spouse, but they just keep persevering, right? God tells them they're supposed to persevere. There's an example, a real-life example. There was a young man that went to our church years ago. It was Booker and Dina's son, and he got leukemia. And he passed away. But you know what? That kid never complained one time. I never heard him complain. Never. He had a good testimony because he had the Word of God in him. And he triumphed over it, right? So see, God wants us to display His power in us. We have to read His Word. You're not going to have any power if you don't read His Word, right? God's Word gives us power, and God wants us to have power so that we can show the lost world that God has power in us, right? And we don't want to mess that up. That's a big role. If you're a Christian, it's a big role to display God's power in you by reading His Word. So we need to read God's Word, let it dwell deeply in us so that we'd have power to triumph, to bring glory to God. This song talks. It says, "Trust and obey," and in the chorus it says, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And then the next paragraph, the second part says, not a doubt nor a fear, not a sign nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. And I was thinking there's two things here. If we trust and obey, we can be happy in Jesus and we have no fear if we're obeying the Lord. More about the obeying part is what I want to talk about. So you think about a child with a parent. The child's not afraid if he's doing things right. You don't get in trouble because you made your bed. You get in trouble because you don't make your bed, right? Or whatever the rules are at your house. There's no fear if the child's doing what he's supposed to do. And it's the same way with us as adults. I'll give you an example. I like to drive fast, right? And so if I'm driving fast, I'm afraid I'm going to get a ticket. I'm always fearing, oh, I'm going to get a ticket, right? But if I'm driving the speed limit, I'm using my signals, and I'm doing things like I'm supposed to, there's no fear. I'm not doing anything wrong. My wife sometimes will be driving, she goes, there's a cop. I'm like, I don't care, I'm not doing anything wrong this time. So there's no fear, right? But when I'm driving fast and she said there's a cop, I'm like, right? Get scared. It's the same way with the Lord. See, if we trust Him and obey Him, there's nothing to be afraid of. If we're obeying the Lord like He wants, there's nothing to be afraid of, right? If you're not obeying the Lord, there is something to be afraid of because He disciplines you. If you're a child of God, He disciplines the ones He loves. And there's no happiness when you're being disciplined. It's not good. It's not fun, right? So if we want to truly be happy, we have to trust and obey, right? So let's examine ourselves while you sing a song. Are you living in a way that you're obeying the Lord and there's no fear? Or are you kind of like, I don't know if I'm obeying the Lord right? Not that that gets us to heaven, but if we love the Lord, He says, if you love me, you'll obey my commands, right? So let's obey the Lord. Think about what we're doing in our lives. Examine ourselves. And if you really want to be happy, obey the Lord.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you put words in your Bible, Lord, that we need to hear, Lord, and I pray that we would take them serious, Lord. And Lord, we know this, that if we love you, we're going to obey you. And not, Lord, that we can't do that perfectly, but our heart should be that we want to. We want to obey you, Lord. And we know, Lord, if we're obeying you, it does. It makes us happy, Lord. Just like a kid is pleased to please his parents, Lord, we want to be pleasing to you. And so it makes us happy when we obey you, Lord. So I just pray that we would all examine ourselves and look in our hearts, Lord, and see if we're really trying to obey you, Lord. I pray that would be everyone's desire. If it isn't, Lord, help us to repent, Lord, that we would want to obey you. You're a good God, and we thank you. Lord, I pray now that you'd help us to listen and be alert and pay attention to the message we're going to hear. Lord, we thank you for Dorian and all his work he puts into these messages, Lord. And I pray people think about that. Dorian's not up here just taking this stuff lightly. He takes a lot of time and effort to put these together, Lord. So I pray that people would be appreciative of that and listen, Lord. And we need to listen because we need to be instructed by you. So help us, Lord. We need your help in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.